Israelis and its political rule, and ensure that Gaza never again poses a threat to Israel.
Hamas officials say they have not received the proposal yet. Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker says the presence of armed and sometimes masked immigration agents in downtown Chicago or in conducting sweeps is not making people feel safer. He warned residents to stay alert and that there's evidence that the federal government is planning to send military troops to the city to help keep ICE agents safe. In Michigan, state and federal authorities say they still don't have a motive for Sunday's church attack that killed four. The suspected shooter has drove his truck into an LDS church in Grand Blanc. This is ABC News. Electronic Arts, the video game company behind hit titles like Madden and Need for Speed, is going private in a buyout. And we're learning more about the players involved in the deal.
EA's leveraged buyout is the largest in history, valued at around $55 billion. The largest player in the deal is Saudi Arabia's Public Investment Fund, which also owns a stake in Nintendo. Investopedia's Caleb Silver says the private equity firm Silver Lake is also involved.
Which just got the rights through the Trump administration to acquire part of TikTok's U.S. assets and Affinity Partners, which is run by Jared Kushner, the son-in-law of the president.
Mike Dubusky, ABC News.
Latin singer Bad Bunny announcing that he will be the headliner for this year's Super Bowl halftime show. The singer, who is from Puerto Rico originally, says he's excited to represent his culture and people. The Super Bowl's in February. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
From the 97.9 WGBW Newsroom, I'm Connie Fellman with this local news update. Well, it wasn't a win, but it wasn't a loss either, as the Packers battled the Cowboys in overtime last night to a final score of 40-40. It was Micah Parsons' first return to Dallas, and he wasn't shy about sharing his disappointment. Parsons said giving up 40 points, no matter where you're playing, is unacceptable. The only tied game in NFL history to put more points on the board was the 1964 matchup between the Raiders and Patriots at 43-43. Another new candidate for governor, Missy Hughes, announced her campaign this morning. Civic Media's Savannah Tomei Olson reports.
Hughes has served as secretary and CEO of the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation since 2019. She left her post about a week and a half ago, rumored to be entering the gubernatorial race. Here's how her first campaign ad released this morning begins.
I'm Missy Hughes. There are a few things you need to know about me.
Missy's a Democrat who understands the economy.
She spent years growing Wisconsin businesses.
And worked to strengthen Main Streets across Wisconsin. The biggest thing, I'm running for governor.
Hughes emphasizes her business background and says that is what sets her apart.
I spent 17 years as a dairy industry executive, growing Organic Valley to $1 billion in sales and keeping Wisconsin family farmers on their land.
She now joins a crowded field running for governor. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
With news at the top and bottom of the hour all day and on demand anytime at WGBW.FM, I'm Connie Fellman, 97.9 WGBW News.
Final score, 40-40. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Cowboys and the Packers battled through overtime, only to have the game end in a 40-40 tie. It was Micah Parsons' first game back against the Cowboys. What was his reaction to the draw?
I'm not even gonna lie, I'm pissed off. I'm very disappointed. You know, I even told Jordan to the side, you know, thank you for having our back today.
So the Packers are now 2-1-1 heading into their bye. Did the Packers do anything different? I asked Cowboys defensive lineman Kenny Clark.
Yeah, it was all the same. I mean, same stuff we expected. 1-2-1 is way better than 1-3.
Baseball, the Brewers beat the Reds 4-2. NBA, Bucks GM John Horst on the changes he and Doc Rivers made in the offseason.
He and I went into the offseason heavily focused on how can we maximize Giannis's impact on our team? How can we maximize the rest of the players that we acquire?
Giannis, unable to attend the press conference, he's grounded in Greece after testing positive for COVID. With sports on Mike Clemens.
It is going to be another warm one today, mostly sunny with a high in the upper 70s to low 80s this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy. We could see a little fog overnight, our low dropping into the mid to upper 50s. Tomorrow, more sunshine with a high in the mid to upper 70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 82.
You can strut to, dance to, make romance to, sing to, reminisce to, smile to. 97.9 WGBW.
97.9 FM. A winter's day in a deep and dark December. I am alone, gazing from my window to the streets below on a freshly fallen silent shroud of snow. I am a rock, I am an walls, a fortress deep and mighty that none may penetrate. I have no need of friendship. Friendship causes pain. It's laughter and it's loving I disdain. I am a rock. Love. Well, I've heard the word before. It's sleeping in my memory. I won't disturb the slumber of feelings that have died. If I never loved, I never would have cried. I am shielded in my armor, hiding in my room, safe within my womb. I touch no one and no one touches me. I am a rock, I am an island. And a rock feels no pain, and an island never cries.
Local news and timeless hits, 97.9 FM.
Feeling locations in Appleton and Oshkosh. Insight Eye Care has been serving the Fox Valley since 1972, offering comprehensive eye care services. Their doctors also share a special interest in treating chronic dry eye disease, providing specialty contact lenses and expert pediatric eye care. Find Insight Eye Care on North Sawyer Street in Oshkosh and Chain Drive in Appleton. Improving lives by improving sight with quality eye care for everyone in your family. Insight Eye Care. Visit WIinsight.com to schedule your eye exam today.
Are you ever questioning when life will slow down? Are you ever thinking of just relaxing and enjoying the simple things? All of this is possible, even while still being in the workforce. Worthington, Minnesota is a town growing, yet it's nothing like metro life. Professional and labor jobs, a beautiful lake, bike trails, recreation, acres of public hunting, festivals, and great people. Slow down. We're just a short drive away, so come join us. Worthington, it's worth a look.
Hey, Green Bay, a budget listening session is almost here. It's Amanda with another new Wisco 411 for you. And on Thursday, October 2nd at Preble Park, starting at 5:30 p.m., it's a Green Bay Districts 1, 3, 5, and 6 budget listening session on the 2026 city budget. Green Bay Alders Jennifer Grant, Bill Morgan, Craig Stevens, and Joey Presley are ready to provide residents with an opportunity to share their priorities, concerns, and suggestions for this upcoming budget. Learn more about this opportunity to be heard by going to WGBW.FM and clicking events.
I love playing sports, especially for my school. And that's because school sports are special. It's where it's safe to fail. It's where we're taught resilience, where our fear becomes confidence. It's where we learn to get back up after every fall. School sports are where 7.8 million students go from I can't to I can.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Get ready to go for the green and gold on 97.9 WGBW. Listen each weekday for the keywords to text for your chance to win our daily prize, $200 cash and gold jewelry, and be entered to win our grand prize, two indoor club-level seats to see the green and gold take on Minnesota right here in Green Bay. Just download our free Civic Media app and listen weekdays at 7, 9, 11, 1, 3, 5, and 7 for your chance to win in our multi-state contest. For complete rules, go to civicmedia.us and go for the green and gold on 97.9 WGBW.
Well, you know you make me wanna shout and kick my heels up and shout.
Shout! Yeah.
somebody who likes these tunes like you do? Tell them the timeless hits, along with great local news, are on 97.9 WGBW. 97.9 FM.
Those schoolgirl days of telling tales and biting nails are gone. But in my mind, I know they
wearing your tip of the strings of my kite. Judy in the sky, what you aiming for? Seconds of a horror, yeah, yeah. Well, that's what you are. You made me a laugh about you. I guess I'll just take your glasses.
From the 97.9 WGBW Newsroom, I'm Connie Fellman with this local news update. Health officials say a case of West Nile virus has been confirmed in Shawano County. According to the Shawano-Menominee County's Health Department, the infection was detected in a healthy blood donor. They say all donated blood is screened before entering the blood supply, and any that tests positive is removed. Health workers say detection of the virus in Shawano County confirms the presence of mosquitoes carrying West Nile. Statistics show about 80% of people infected with West Nile virus do not get sick, which leads to people donating blood without realizing they're infected. Green Bay's Pride Fest has a new date and venue. According to New Pride Alive, the organizers of Brown County's annual LGBTQ plus festival, the event is now set to take place at the Oneida Casino Hotel on November 2nd. The Pride Festival, which usually happens at the Brown County Fairgrounds in September, was postponed this year due to what organizers call the increasingly charged political climate. In a Facebook post, organizers say the new venue offers the welcoming and secure environment their community deserves. A different pop-up Pride event is also set to take place in downtown Green Bay on October 4th in response to the festival's postponement. A local hospital group plans to build 56 townhouses at the former site of Roosevelt Elementary School on Doty Island in Neenah. The townhouses will be built just north of ThetaCare Regional Medical Center. The units will support the hospital's new physician residency program beginning in July of 2026. With news at the top and bottom of the hour all day and on demand anytime at WGBW.FM, I'm Connie Fellman, 97.9 WGBW News.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A stretch of dry and unseasonably mild temps are ahead. Partly cloudy for tonight, a low in the mid-50s. And a mix of sun and clouds for tomorrow, a high in the upper 70s. More sunshine through the rest of the week, temps climb through the 80s. It's 82 right now.
with that old.
She had come.
why'd they stop making music like this? We don't know either.
To make your kiss incomplete. When your mood is clear, you quickly change your ways. Then you say I'm untrue. What am I supposed to do? Be a fool who sits alone waiting for you. I see the light of your smile, calling me all the while. You are saying, baby, it's time to go. First the feeling's all right, then it's gone from sight. So I've taken out this time to say.
Navy veteran and business owner, I've lived through moments where every detail counts, and I carry that into mass appeal. That's why I personally ensure we deliver top quality promotion materials like t-shirts, sweatshirts, and more to help your company, whether it is a local business or school, gain the visibility it needs to thrive. Your logo is our business, and we're here to make your vision come true.
Go to massappealwi.com or drop by their shop on Lineville Road, just off Highway 41.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
Hi, I'm Chuck McDowell, the timeshare cancellation guy. In 2011, I founded Wesley Financial Group with one goal in mind, to help honest folks out of their timeshares permanently. Today, I run Wesley with my two sons, a real family business, treating every client and every employee like we'd want our own family treated. That philosophy has helped us grow into the largest, most trusted timeshare cancellation company in the United States. Fortune magazine even recognized us as one of the best places to work. Why? Because we genuinely care. In fact, some of our former clients were so moved by their experience working with us, they joined our team so they could help others to timeshare freedom. If you're stuck in a timeshare, give us a call. Let our family help your family.
Call Wesley now for your free timeshare exit kit. 800-549-8866. 800-549-8866. 800-549-8866.
You want to feel important. You want to be a part of something bigger, something that matters and can help change things. You want to feel like you belong. We know. We felt that way too. And that's why we did something about it. We aren't just Army National Guard soldiers. We are normal people just like you. And together, we can make a difference. Take on your legacy. Visit NationalGuard.com to find out more.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
97.9 FM. Long distance information. Give me Memphis, Tennessee. Help me find a party to try to get in touch with me. She could not leave a number, but I know who placed the call. Cause my uncle took the message and he wrote it on the wall. Help me, information, get in touch with my Marie. She's the only one who'd call me if I'm Memphis, Tennessee. Her home is on the south side, high up on the ridge, just a half a mile from the Mississippi Bridge. She was waving me goodbye with her home drops on her cheek that trickled from her eye. But we were pulled apart because her mom did not agree and tore apart our happy home in Memphis, Tennessee. Help me, information, more than that I cannot ask. Only that I miss her and all the fun we had. Marie is only 6 years old. Information, please.
try to put me through to her in Memphis, Tennessee.
Green Bay to Green Bay. Local news and timeless hits. 97.9 FM WGBW.
Sunshine came softly through my window today. Tripped out easy, but I've changed my way. It'll take time, I know it, but in a while you're gonna be mine, I know it. We're doing in style, 'cause I made my mind up. You're going to be mine, I'll tell you right now. Baby, I
magic moment. So different and so new, was like any other, until I kissed you. And then it happened. It took me by surprise. I knew that you felt it too, by the look in your eyes. Sweeter than a wine,
Michelle Franzen. After a meeting with President Trump, congressional leaders say a shutdown of the government still looms.
Emerging from the White House meeting, the top congressional Democrats signaled they're still not on board with a measure to keep agencies funded.
We have very large differences.
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says in order for Democrats to not block a funding bill in the Senate, Republicans need to agree to extend expiring Obamacare tax credits and reverse recent changes to Medicaid. GOP leaders call that hostage taking. Vice President Vance told reporters,
I think we're headed to a shutdown because the Democrats won't do the right thing.
Stephen Portnoy, ABC News, Washington.
A deal to end the war in Gaza is not done yet, but President Trump, at a joint briefing following meetings with Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu today, says there is backing for a new U.S. brokered peace proposal. It would include an immediate ceasefire and release of all remaining hostages. Hamas has yet to agree. This is ABC News. In Michigan, authorities are still investigating Sunday's deadly church attack in Grand Blanc. Four people were killed when police say suspected shooter Thomas Jacob Sanford drove his truck into the LDS church and opened fire, then setting the building ablaze. FBI acting special agent in charge Reuben Coleman.
The FBI is investigating this as an act of targeted violence, and we are continuing to work to determine a motive.
Authorities say Sanford, an Iraqi war veteran and Marine, was killed in a shootout. In Utah County, Tyler Robinson, the suspected killer of conservative influencer Charlie Kirk, made a virtual appearance at a hearing today. He and his attorney did not waive a preliminary hearing. Robinson is due back in court October 30th. In South Carolina, the